Sam Panionovic, WGN Radio Sports, is in the studio. Your personal headline on the Chicago Cubs this season.
The long and winding road, right? I mean, it's a heck of a journey, and there were a lot of people that, you know, were complaining on the way out yesterday, and you talk to fans as they leave in the fourth inning, fifth inning, when it gets out of control. If you took a step back and I told you in 2014 this team would go to the NLCS 4 years in a row and win a World Series, what would you say?
We'd all take that.
You 100%.
Who would?
100 million percent.
Yankees fans would take that. Giants fans would take that.
They just looked fatigued mentally, physically.
And the fans are too. Honestly, Sam, are you glad it's over? I'm glad it's over. I mean, I'd rather have won, but to be honest with you, I didn't even enjoy the NLDS.
Really?
That was exhausting. We didn't play that great. We just got by the skin of our teeth. It was a bad call in Game 5, you ask me. So I'm just glad we're, you know, I'm glad we had what we had. I'm glad it's over. Let's win it next year. We'll do like the Giants and win it every other year.
Theo told you, he told you fans, that they would have a spin at the wheel every year. And ever since all these prospects started coming up, and now some of these prospects have turned into other players like Quintana, they've made the big splashes, Lester, Jason Hayward. He's done everything he said he was going to do. He brought you a championship. He's got you to the postseason. They've made deep runs. Yeah. You can't win it every year. There's a reason it hasn't happened since 2000.
You know what I also don't like, and we did this last year, but it worked out. I don't like being mad at the manager all the time. I don't be all of this second-guessing him. What, is he crazy?
You didn't like him taking Arrieta out.
No, I didn't like it. Did anybody like how he handled any of the pitchers for any of the games in the last 2 years? But it worked last year. I don't like being mad at Brizzo. These are my guys, but we were so angered, disappointed, you know? So I'm done with them.
They couldn't score runs. That's why they lost.
Talk to me about the NFL. You pick five games a week, right?
Yeah, the Odd Shark team. We're in the Westgate Super Contest right now. In the top 9%, we pick five every week. You know I'm picking the Bears this week.
Over?
Carolina, at home.
You like us. How many points are we giving?
Plus three.
All right.
And everybody's taking Carolina. Their middle linebacker, Luke Kuechly, probably not going to play. He's going through concussion protocol. It's important when you don't have your middle linebacker.
Are you going to ever pick the Packers again?
I'm taking the Packers this week.
You know they've got an injured quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been in all the papers. You should look into that before you make these bets, fella.
I like Brett Hundley. He's the all-time leading passer at UCLA. Did you know that?
So the Packers, no, I don't.
They have enough talent around the quarterback. I think, you know, there's a substantial drop-off, of course. Nobody's going to want to take the Packers. You know how I roll, man. We're going au contraire. We take the teams nobody
really
wants
are.
To take. By the way, if I ever take the Browns again,
I will intervene.
Kick me in the junk.
So Bears win, Packers win. Give me three other games to bet on this weekend.
I'm looking at the Falcons plus 3.5. That's
Got
a
it.
Rematch of the Super Bowl.
Falcons, yes.
They had their hearts ripped out against New England. They go into Foxborough. I like them to cover and keep it close. I'm going back to the Redskins, my squad. I do like Washington.
All year long.
On Monday night, they're getting 4.5. I like them. And I'm torn on the last one. Minnesota at home against Baltimore.
Vikings are up and down, aren't they?
Really good defense, but a lot of injuries on offense. And I like points. I don't like laying points. Minnesota's favored by 5. I can either do that, or I can take San Francisco. They're terrible. They haven't won a game yet this year, but they cover. They keep things close. They're getting 6 at home against Dallas.
Okay, I'll take that game.
You want San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the first time I've weighed in on one of these things. I feel really nervous
now.
Well,
I'm going to do it. So that's official. So we got the Packers, 49ers, Bears, Falcons, Redskins.
Okay.
Those are our five.
I'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. Thanks for coming by.